Blog Talk Radio
presents a Blog
everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and we've got a great show for you guys tonight. I hope everybody had a great weekend. It's a long weekend. We've got one more day left to celebrate good times, and I hope you're using it wisely and having a great time. So again, thank you to Tim Mollen, who joined us on Wednesday. Make sure you go check out his new movie, Adam's Package. It's streaming everywhere on Netflix, you name it, it's there. But tonight, we have a great guest, Gabrielle Stone. She is an author, director, producer. She's everything, okay? You have a hat, she wears it. So I don't know what size, but she'll wear it. So everybody, welcome to the show, Gabrielle Stone. Gabrielle, how are you?
I'm so good. I'm here wearing all the hats.
Lovely. Well, your resume is phenomenal. So, I mean, I just can't believe all the things that you've done. And, I mean, I have to say I'm taken aback. Why would someone as beautiful as you have such a hard time staying in a relationship? I don't get it.
You know, I call it a little bit of bad luck, but what looked to be bad luck turned out to change my life, so I would do it 10 times over to end up where I'm at now.
Excellent. Good for you. Well, I know Eat, Pray, FML, you know what that stands for, was the breakout hit, and now you've got The Ridiculous Misadventures of a Single Girl. So I'm taken aback that your first husband cheated on you with a 19-year-old. That just blew me away, and like you said, I guess it was a godsend really, right? It's put you where you are now in regard to the books.
Totally. I was very unhappy in my marriage and probably would have stayed in it a lot longer if he hadn't made it so easy for me to walk away. Unfortunately, the real heartbreak came with the man that I met shortly after my separation with my husband, and I, you know, fell madly in love, and we had this crazy whirlwind romance. He convinced me to join him on a month-long trip to Italy, and 48 hours before we were getting on the plane, he told me he needed to go by himself, and I was absolutely devastated, broke my heart like my ex-husband never could have done, but I had a decision to make while I was in a pool of tears on my bed, and that was either stay at home heartbroken or go travel Europe for a month by myself. So I took a backpack and did 6 countries over the span of a month and wrote Eat, Pray, FML about it.
Wow. And you went by yourself?
I did. I took the trip solo. I had never traveled solo before. And the only thing I knew about hostels on the plane ride over was that there was a horror movie about them and people get brutally murdered in it. So it was all new to me. It was like a very far out of my comfort zone.
Well, speaking of horror movies, you kind of grew up with them. For those of you who don't know, Gabrielle, her mom is Dee Wallace, Scream Queen legend Dee Wallace. So, you know, you grew up watching them, but you never real life. But in regard to your mom, I hope you don't mind
them,
me asking.
Yes.
Yeah, in regard to your mom, I hope you don't mind me asking because we're talking about you. I am very curious if the two of you ever starred in a movie together.
We did work opposite each other in a movie called Zombie Killers, Elephant's Graveyard. I played her son's girlfriend in that. And then we worked together on a short film where we played mother-daughter that they're trying to make into a feature at the moment. So if that gets going, that'll be the first time we get to play mother-daughter on screen together.
Nice, nice. Well, I actually had your mom on, I think, about a month ago. I love her. Oh, God, I loved her. She was such a wonderful, wonderful person. And, well, you know, she's your mom.
She's pretty great. Yeah, she's actually over at my house for dinner tonight. She's So she's in my backyard at the moment.
Oh, tell her I said hello.
I will. And I actually got to direct her in a film last year as well, or 2 years ago now, called After Emma. She played opposite Amy Smart and Taimour Ghazi, and I got to direct her in that, which was a whole new type of working dynamic.
How cool is that? Man, your father also, Christopher Stone, guys, for those of you who don't know, your father, he would be amazed to see, you know, the life that you guys are leading and working together, and you're so talented. But I wanted to mention the books. They're also like almost a help, a healing book for others that are dealing with heartbreak, yes?
Yeah, so I wrote them very raw and authentically as I was, you know, on my journey. They're written very conversationally, and it takes you through what I was going through and how I kind of worked through all of the heartbreak and the grief and all the crazy stuff that was happening in my life. And it reads like a crazy Netflix show, but you end up getting a lot of self-help and healing throughout it without it feeling like a self-help book, because it's just told through my own story. And the second one, The Ridiculous Misadventures of a Single Girl, is a direct sequel of Eat, Pray, FML. So it's the 2 years of my life that happened after Europe with everybody's questions that I have gotten asked every day since the first one came out. And the healing journey in that really continues and honestly grows.
Now, in your opinion, was the traveling alone a major factor in helping you get over it? Or was there something that really, really you can single out that made you get over the heartbreak, especially the guy that you were supposed to go to Italy with?
I think the traveling really gave me some healing around what was one of my biggest issues all growing up. You know, my dad obviously died when I was 6 years old, and I had a big fear of abandonment since then, and not wanting to be by myself. And this trip, the universe created it in such a way where it made me go face that head on. So going solo on a trip like that, I really realized how capable I was and that I was going to be okay by myself. And it really helped me start healing that age-old belief that I had.
Right. Well, I give you credit. I don't know how I have a friend, actually a very good friend, that she just picks up and goes. She goes to Taiwan all by herself to these crazy countries. And she's very attractive, so it's kind of scary when she posts these pictures. I'm like, oh, my God, what is she doing? What is she doing? But I give you a lot of credit, and her as well, for being able to travel alone. And well, for you, it was a healing. Maybe it's a healing thing for her, too. I don't really know. I never asked her that. But, you know, it's just amazing that you could go there and you did have the time to write the book. Now, I got to ask you a crazy question. Now that you've written these books, do you find that you have problems dating people because they read your book, or no, it's never brought up?
Well, that's an interesting question, because the second book details a lot about the ups and downs and the journey of the relationship that I'm in now. So I guess no would be the answer to that question. I think that if I was single now, maybe. it definitely takes a certain type of man to, you know, be okay and be supportive that I talk about my exes 5 to 6 days a week in
right,
interviews
right.
and stuff.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I think that because he lived it with me, and it was so important for our journey, the way that it happened, that I think it was exactly how it was supposed to be.
Yeah. And I would think in a way the book may help your patients, because, you know, the guy you're with now knows what you went through, and, you know, has a little heart
totally.
As to how to approach it.
Yeah.
You know?
I think if more people could sit down and read a book about someone's past and healing journey and all their triggers, we would probably have a lot more stable, healthy relationships in the world.
Right, right. Now, it sounds to me they could be almost like a movie. Have you considered that?
It's currently in the very, very early stages of being pitched as a TV series,
nice.
But nothing that has been solidified yet. It's just starting to be pitched around, so we will see. But I would absolutely love to see the whole thing on screen one day. I think that
of
would be
course,
really awesome.
Of course.
It would
well,
be
here's
able
a stupid
to reach a lot more people.
Right, right. Here's a stupid question: who would you want to play you if it does happen?
You know, I get asked that a lot, and I think there's so many different choices of incredible talent out there. I love Kaylee Cuoco. I think, you know, I saw her in The Flight Attendant, and I think she's wonderful. But there's so many actresses that I think could really nail a role like this because there's so much heart and emotion and comedy in it that it's a really fun role to play.
Right. And it obviously doesn't pinpoint a specific age group either. It's just anybody who's had relationship issues, yes?
Totally. I mean, I have readers in their 70s that I get emails and messages from, and I have readers that are as young as 18. So it's really, you know, heartbreak and grief is universal. So I think we as humans are able to connect with that in many different ways. And that's
right.
Really that and self-love is what this book is about.
Right, right. Wow. Well, I wish I had read it. I have not read it. I apologize. I didn't get a
that's
chance
okay.
to read it. Yeah. But unfortunately, well, I should say not unfortunately. Unfortunately, I'm in a wonderful relationship. I've been for 30 years, so I don't have a need to get the help. But, I mean, it sounds fabulous to read, that's for sure. Now, has anybody
yeah,
ever
said... Yeah, I have a lot of readers that are in relationships. It's definitely, you know, there's a lot of insights to things that people deal with on a singular level, like not necessarily like that you would need to heal from a heartbreak, but just like about your own self and getting through this crazy thing we called life.
Right.
And then at the very least, like it's a fun, you feel like you're watching a ridiculous Netflix show as you read it and you feel like you're traveling throughout Europe with me.
Nice, nice. I wanted to ask you, has anybody ever told you that you resemble a young Meryl Streep?
Oh my God, no! But what a beautiful compliment. Thank you.
Yes, you definitely look like a young Meryl Streep to me. Like when I saw the
Thank
your
you.
Photos,
That's
and I was like, oh my goodness, you know. But now, okay, so now we're happy. We're in a great relationship. What's the next book now? Now that you know you've moved on, now what do you write next?
You know, The Ridiculous Misadventures came out about a month and a half ago, and I'm still kind of catching my breath as to, oh my God, I never want to write another thing again, which every author I feel like does once they put a giant book out, but I'm sure that will fade. I get asked by my readers, you know, daily when a book three is coming. I don't think it's coming anytime soon. I think I have to live a little bit more life before I can sit down and bang another one out, but I'm sure it'll eventually be here. Hopefully it's not another addition to the first two, because that would mean my life would need to blow up again. Hopefully this is more like a anecdotes throughout my entire life, but
exactly.
I'm sure there will eventually be another one.
Right, right. Well, without giving too much away of the book so that people do want to get it, can you share one of the ridiculous misadventures that you had?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, I mean, God, there were so many that are in the book, but I took my second solo trip to Asia, and this one was obviously a solo trip by choice, and I got to travel to Vietnam and Thailand and Bali, which was all really incredible and amazing. So there's stuff like that, and then there's also crazy stories that happened in my life where I was watching a big blockbuster on TV and thought one of the actors was really good looking, looked him up on social media, and we ended up going on a date like a couple days later. So there's crazy stories like that. And, you know, it's just, it's 2 years over my life, which is a much longer span of time than Eat, Pray, FML was.
Right. Wow. Well, I have to ask you this. When you said I'm going to travel the world by myself, what did your mother say? What did she say?
Oh, she's absolutely terrified. Absolutely terrified. she is, as much as she has traveled for work and stuff, she's definitely more of a homebody, and I'm more of like, I never want to be home. I want to like go out and travel and see the world. So she was definitely nervous. But she also saw how life-changing it was for me and how many people my story was impacting,
right.
as a result of that. So she,
right.
you know, very supportive in the end.
Yeah, I could imagine she was scared to death, because I would be too. I would be too. My son, believe it or not, he's 19 and he had a friend move to Florida and he wants to go down there by himself. And I'm like, oh my God. I mean, I can't tell him no. He's 19, you know. So, but
yeah.
I'm going to be a nervous wreck. I'll be a nervous wreck. I mean, I don't know. But you going to, like you said, all these places in Asia, you might have run into my friend, for God knows, you know? Did you ever run into a girl with long, dark hair, American girl all by herself over there?
I mean, many of them. So who knows?
And she does the same thing. She stays at hostels and everything. It's crazy. I mean, more power to you guys. I couldn't do it. I could not do it. I mean, yes, I'd love to have a time away by myself, which would never happen, I'm sure. But for that length of time and to all those foreign places, I definitely couldn't do it by myself. I couldn't. I give you a lot of credit, a lot of credit. So now, when did the book come out?
So Eat, Pray, FML came out June of 2019, and The Ridiculous
mm-hmm.
Misadventures came out September 4th of this year.
Nice, nice. And where could everybody get your books other than Amazon and everything? Obviously anywhere online, but do you have a website or anything as well?
Yeah. So they're both exclusively on Amazon, and they're in paperback, ebook, audiobook, which I narrate both of. And
oh, cool.
You can also get them on my website, which is eatprayfml.com. And that's where we have all the merch for the podcast, which is FML Talk. And the books on the website are all signed copies, and I personalize them with like a special message. And all of our stuff is there.
Nice. I didn't know you had a podcast, too. When can people listen to that?
Yeah, there's new episodes every Wednesday. We are about to wrap up season 2, which is insane because I feel like we just started it. But it's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, anywhere you get your podcasts. It's called FML Talk.
Excellent. Excellent. My goodness. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add to anybody out there that's going through a tough time without,
Yeah, if anybody's dealing with, you know, any type of heartbreak or feeling like they just can't keep going. I know today is World Mental Health Day, which is something that's really important
that's
to
true.
Me that we talk a lot about on my show. So for anyone that's dealing with anything, just know that everything really does happen for a reason, even if you can't see it in the moment. And there
right.
is a light at the end of the tunnel, no matter how dark it may seem right now. And it's really magical once you get there. So keep going.
Exactly. Right. Beautiful. But it's crazy to me that some women feel that they can't function without someone in their life. And you can. You can.
Yeah, you can. And it can be amazing. And once you can fill your own cup up and learn that self-love, which was always such an enigma to me, I knew it was something I needed to learn, but I couldn't grasp how. Once I figured all that out, it was totally life-changing for me. And then when you're in that place, you can start attracting the good stuff you want into your life.
Exactly. And nobody's holding you back to do what you want to do, too. You know, you've got,
yep,
you could live in your own life. And are you working on any, are you going to be doing any roles in any films? Or are you working on any films at this time?
You know, it's slowly coming back after COVID. The last 2 years of my life has been really heavy on the author side and podcast side, which has been great. I directed a couple commercials during COVID, and I'm up for a film right now that I'm waiting to hear on. So I'm sure there will be at some point. And I'm definitely itching to get back behind the camera again and start
you
directing.
Are busy. You are a busy girl. My goodness. My goodness. Now, oh, I wanted to ask you now, during COVID, were you trying to date? Or no, you were just focused on the book. And if you were trying to date, what were the difficulties during COVID?
No, I was in my relationship during COVID that I'm in
now.
Oh,
you already
did.
Okay.
We actually bought our house in like April of 2020, like right as the pandemic was starting. So that was an interesting journey. But no,
nice,
I was already
nice. Well,
done.
Well, tell him I have a message. No cheating. No cheating because it'll be another book.
Are you kidding? He has the whole world watching him now. And like my fan base has now become his fan base. And like he's the best guy I've ever met. So I
good
trust
for
him
you.
Implicitly.
Well, I'm very happy for
uphold.
You, Gabrielle. I'm very happy for you. I mean, like you said, you went through it and you came out the other side, and the books proved that as well. And guys, pick up a copy of The Ridiculous Misadventures of a Single Girl and Eat, Pray, FML, and go check out the website and also the podcast. Now, do you have people call in to speak to you as well? And now you said you got people reach out to you and talk to you about their problems. Do they do that on your podcast, or do they email you or not?
So I open every DM I get on Instagram that's pertaining to the book, because I feel a really big responsibility to connect with my readers after they've taken such an emotional journey with me.
Yeah.
So I connect with a lot of people there. As far as the podcast, we have people submit their own FML stories. So
cool.
Do like a recording and submit it, and then we'll play it on the show and I'll give like feedback and commentary to that.
Oh, wow. I have to check it out.
Yeah, it's a fun show. We've dug into a lot of really, really important issues and brought a lot of light to some stuff. So it's been a really great journey so far.
Wonderful. Well, my goodness. All the best to you with the books and the podcast and anything you're working on. And I hope this becomes a series for you, because it sounds like it's funny and people need to know about it to help them out. I mean, like I said, I'm in a relationship for 3 years. But I'm sure this narrative that can help me too.
Well, thank you so much. I hope so too. We'll see how it goes.
Excellent. Well, go have dinner with your mom. Thank you so much, Gabrielle. Good luck and all the best. And thank you so much for joining me. And I am definitely going to pick the book up. And please tell your mother Joanne said hello.
I will do that. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoy the read.
Oh, I will. I can't wait to get it.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, everybody. Gabrielle Stone. Thank you, Gabrielle. Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, nice, nice. Go check out the book, guys. It is The Ridiculous Misadventures of a Single Girl. And the other book, well, this is the I don't want to say sequel, it's part two. We don't know if there's more to come. But the first one was Eat, Pray, FML. You know what that means. F my life. And The Ridiculous Misadventures of a Single Girl. And I didn't want to get into too much detail of what the experiences were, that why she wrote the books. I mean, other than, like she said, that one last heartbreak that she had. But, oh, God. And a beautiful girl. And you heard her. She sounds lovely. Why? I don't understand why people, I don't get it. I don't get it. Especially people who have had children. I mean, once you see once you witness the birth of a child, how you could do that to your spouse is just beyond me. It really is. It just is. But it's just crazy. But so anyway, we've got Rocktober continues this Wednesday with Carmine Appice, or Appice. He goes by Appice now. It really is Appice. He's been on before. And can't wait to have him on again. And then on the 16th, I'm going to do a one-hit wonder night. That's going to be a lot of fun. And Jay Edwards is going to be joining us on the 17th. And on the 20th, Zoe Yeoman. And on the 23rd, I'm going to do a remake night, a cover night. I'm going to play the original version and then the cover. And that's going to be fun, too. I enjoy that. And then Scott May is going to be joining us on the 24th. And then Mr. Marshall Thompson from the Shy Lights will be with us on the 28th. And November is filling up already. My goodness. I'm still working on October here, and I've got people reaching out to me for November, which is cool because I'm reaching out to them too. And, you know, it's great. We're doing great. Thank you again to Blog Talk for featuring the show on the main page. I love it. Thank you so much. We must be doing something right, and I do appreciate that. Thank you. Again, I hope everybody's having a great weekend. And the YouTube channel is coming. It is. It's going to be a mix of everything. Everything. It's going to be some interviews. It's going to be my opinion of some things, which you may not want to hear here. So what else we got? We got, I'm going to do a bunch of stuff. I may do some parodies of some songs. I may do some other songs as well. My promos, the last few shows I've had, unfortunately, I've had to be careful on my promos. I don't know what's going on, but the platform that I do the promos on, they keep blocking me. They keep saying it's against their, I don't know, their standard or whatever. And it's just promos of the show. My God, I'm not saying anything bad or anything. I don't know. So I don't want to lose that account. So that's why my promos have been a little limited the last few shows. I've got to look for a new platform to put them together. So also, I think I need new headphones. I'm having a hard time hearing the guests lately. I don't know about you guys. Also, the intro music was a little low for me, but I am going partially deaf, so that would have something to do with it, you think? Anyway, I do hope everybody's doing well. The weather is changing on the East Coast, which I love. It's the best time of the year. I love it. Hopefully, if the weather is nice tomorrow, I could get the kids to put out the Halloween decorations because we didn't do them last year because of COVID. And I mean, who was trick-or-treating? So, and what else we got? Anyway, yeah, that's it. I'm just, I don't know about you, but today was a lazy, rainy day, and I needed a break, and that's exactly what I did this weekend. So tomorrow is another day. What is it, Columbus? Is it, I know where it's a holiday. I just don't know what it is. I think it's Columbus Day in October, right? It doesn't say on this calendar. I don't know why. That's pretty odd. Usually calendars say what the holiday is, and it's not on here, but... All right, well, I think it's Columbus Day. With the COVID, I'm telling you, I haven't known a holiday. If they've been creeping up on me. Last year, I almost missed my birthday because I didn't even realize it was October. And I'm like, what? I mean, even Halloween, I almost missed. I totally didn't realize it was Halloween. It's just crazy. So, yeah, I'm hoping that we all get back to normal, folks. Come on, get vaccinated so we can move on and move on away from at least one mess. We got a lot of messes. We were dealt a lot of messes. If we can move on from one, which is the biggest one, and to get us back to normal, that would help a lot. So go get vaccinated. And, you know, I mean, there's so much I want to talk about, but I can't do it here. I can't. I want to, but oh, my God, I can't. I'll go nuts. I don't want to go off. anyway, I've been almost posting things, and I delete because I don't want – there's just so many people that I don't understand what they don't see. I don't get it. I mean, save your country, people. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now. All right, everybody. Gabrielle Stone, go check out her books, The Ridiculous Misadventures of a Single Girl and Eat, Pray, FML. And you can go to eatprayfml.com and also her her podcast, Eat, Pray, FML. So that should be pretty cool. And I do have a very good friend that goes and travels on her own and very attractive. And it scares me sometimes that she goes to these places, but she's having the time of her life. But sometimes she posts pictures. I was in their gorgeous pictures, but oh my God, the places she goes, she meets wonderful people. I mean, no, I couldn't do it myself. I mean, I could go to another state, another country. I mean, like, I don't know. I couldn't go to Vietnam by myself. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm afraid to travel outside of the United States because I'm just, you know, they hate us. So all these countries hate us. So I mean, not all of them, but the ones that, you know, and I'm afraid to go. I'm afraid. So I'm perfectly fine here. I'm perfectly fine where I am. But all right, folks, have a good night. Good luck with the week. It's a short one. Usually the short ones are the longest. I guess because everybody's playing catch up from Monday. So they kick your ass on Tuesday. And, you know, that's been my experience anyway when I have a day off from the day gig is the short weeks turn out to be the longest and you get double the work the day you come back because that's the day that, you know. Anyway, take care. Thank you so much. Yeah, these headphones, it's not my hearing, it's the headphones because just when I said that, something went in and out. So I definitely need new headphones. We'll work on that. Have a good night. I feel like playing this tonight. Take care. Go to Amazon, everywhere online where you can buy books to get the new book, The Ridiculous Misadventures of a Single Girl by Gabrielle Stone. Take care, everybody. Enjoy your day off. Bye-bye.
Tell me now, is it the head?